Now that inspector come down the house, he checked every nail that went in two before. It had to be so many on each side, two on each side. Now, they wouldn't let them get by either. They had to come back for the old kid. And they put these plates on down the side. He didn't put enough of them. And he had to come back and put some more on them too, because that's what holds your roof on. Way they used to, they put a little old sack down there, a little old wind about 10 miles an hour, blew it right off.
Mm.
Where was the school you went to? What road was it on?
School?
Yeah.
Well, I went to school when I was a young boy. Miss was a school teacher. She had so much on her mind, she went crazy. Charlie's mother. And Miss Mayor, she taught first and second grade by then. Had a pretty big crowd, too. They had a big crowd, but they really had too many to teach school. They didn't pay nothing much then. School teaching don't pay as much as they ought to make me money, because they want us going to lead this country someday, the young people. The smarter you are and the more wisdom they are, you can learn them, you see. Just like your kids and things. You got to have, you can't get too much wisdom. I know I got a fellow now who goes to school all the time and done been to college two or three times, and he's still going to school. And I know a lady, she works for the government, and she's still going to school. Because you can't get enough wisdom. That's what we got today. If you had, you wouldn't have these roads, you wouldn't have these new cars, you wouldn't have nothing.
Did you walk to school?
Yes, or we had to travel up there.
How long did it take you to get there?
Well, it wasn't very far, because I lived in Rawlsville. The schoolhouse wasn't far from that, you know, up at Presbyterian Church.
Where?
Presbyterian Church.
Oh, so it was where Mimosa Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the address.
So you were living in Rawlsville then?
I was. Mm-hmm. We was in Cotton County then.
Okay.
And we voted to go in fully.
I see.
You know, so that's just the way it worked.
Why did people vote to go into Fulton County? Why did they pick that?
Well,
was it just better, like taxes, or just they wanted to be part of Fulton?
No, this is, you're better off. Cotton County wasn't doing nothing. They had dirt roads. I worked on that road going to Cotton County, and they paid me 20, state paid me 20 cents an hour and take a dump truck. Had to make it jerky to make it dump. Beat anything I ever seen in my life.
Was it more country out that way then? More like country out that way?
There wasn't nothing but, because there wasn't no houses in Rawls when I come up.
Wow.
It was all in farmland. All this hill was all in farmland back then.
When did it start getting more developed?
When Roosevelt went in power and Truman and Truman just went through high school, but he said he didn't get no much education. He just went through, but he said he'd take that job, and he had to do it, so he done a good job. But in that shape, all he got is high school. I thought you had to be a lawyer and everything and know the law, but he didn't. That's all he said his people out here smarter than he was, but he had the job, and he had to do it.
So that's about the time you noticed things starting to grow up around here? Like, when did the roads get paved around here?
What?
When was the roads paved?
Lord, this 1925, somewhere along in there. But this all dirt roads, yes. You couldn't live down with dirt roads, because there wasn't that many wagons on the road.
Mm.
No. You got millions of cars down the road, and they raised it up. You'd run